When I do what he said, I'm on the rock, and those floods and storms and winds and rains can't knock me down or out, because I'm standing on the rock.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. On today's edition of Life Talk, we are continuing the message entitled, The Right Cornerstone. This is chapter one on the series called, The Foundation That Does Not Fall. To tell us more about today's message, here's Pastor Jeff.
You know, no one taught like Jesus taught, and his masterpiece was the Sermon on the Mount, typically considered the greatest sermon ever preached. And in this incredible message, Jesus touches on just about every major issue of life, like forgiveness, anger, lust, worry, money, heaven, hell, God, and love. You name it, it's there. And Jesus finished the whole thing off with a story of two builders, one that built his house on sand and the other who built his house on a rock. Both houses experience a terrible storm. One survives it, but the other collapses. Jesus said that if we build our lives just like those houses on the rock of his teaching, we will survive the trying storms of life. I invite you to join me as we begin an exciting new series called The Foundation That Doesn't Fall. So grab your Bible and let's jump right into part two of the message, The Right Cornerstone.
Jesus Christ himself being what? Read it with me. The chief cornerstone. All right, so we got a foundation and we got a cornerstone. Well, what's a cornerstone and how is it distinguished from a foundation? Well, in the Bible, a cornerstone was the first stone put in place in the construction of a building. It was the first stone. And the cornerstone was so important because all the other stones were set in relation to that one stone. The cornerstone literally determined the position of the entire structure. I could put it this way. As the cornerstone went, so went the building. So the cornerstone established the direction of the building, the way all the other stones turned. Everything was set in relation to the cornerstone. So that's why the Bible calls Jesus our cornerstone. Because when it comes to your life and my life, if your cornerstone is Jesus, then all the other issues of life, everything your life consists of and revolves around, will line up with him. Amen? Will line up with him. That's why it's so important that you pick the right cornerstone, that you choose the right one. Because if you choose the wrong cornerstone, your whole life is going to point in the wrong direction. Now, I want to emphasize again that the cornerstone is not just Jesus as Savior, but if he's truly my cornerstone that is going to decide the direction of everything else in my life, he's got to also be my teacher. He's my teacher. There ought to be in colleges in philosophy class, the teachings of Jesus. Because nobody taught like Jesus. Even his own people of his day who didn't even believe in him said, nobody speaks like this guy. He's the greatest philosopher to ever live. We got to see him that way. He's the greatest teacher to ever live. There's nobody like him. Nothing compares on earth to the Sermon on the Mount. Just take that. So everybody say with me, he's not just my Savior. He's my teacher. He informs me of everything regarding life and living, my money, my sexuality, my relationships, my morality. He informs it all. He shapes it all. He teaches regarding all those things. And speaking of what he taught, The Sermon on the Mount, found, as I said, in Matthew 5 through 7, and you find it again in Luke 6 in a shorter version, pretty much sums up most of what Jesus had to say about living godly and living victoriously. Amen. It's the greatest sermon ever preached, as I've already said, but I'll say it again. Nothing can touch the Sermon on the Mount. It is a masterpiece. It contains everything we need to know about weathering the storms of life and how to live victoriously and how to be ready to meet God one day. Sermon on the Mount. Let me just give you some of the things he tackles in three chapters: surviving persecution, witnessing to a wicked world, avoiding the trap of bitterness, controlling killer emotions like anger, the power of forgiveness, reconciliation, freedom from lust, the sanctity of marriage, how to defeat evil, what real love looks like, the greatest prayer teaching of all time, freedom from greed, freedom from worry, fairness in judging others, right priorities, the right road and the wrong road, how to spot a wolf, fake faith, and how to be ready for the coming judgment. He deals with all those things. It's amazing. And then he wraps it all up with a story of two men who build a house. One on a foundation of sand and one on a foundation of rock. Now the foundation represents the bedrock guiding principles and beliefs you build your life around. That's the foundation. While the house you build on top of the foundation represents the rest of your life. Money, children, career, pursuits, relationships, everything that comprises your existence on earth, that's the house on top of the foundation. And the foundation is either rock or it's sand. Notice Jesus makes a point of saying that rock foundation, when the winds blew, rain fell, and the floods beat on that house, the one on the rock, that house didn't crash. That house didn't fall. That house survived the storm, the storms of life. Because that's what the wind and the rain and the flood represent, the storms of life that come to everybody. But the house built on the foundation of sand is the person that does not build their life around Jesus. Now let me deal with these two foundations. First, let's talk about the foundation of sand. Because today, listening to me, you're either on sand or you're on rock. Amen? Foundation of sand. Here's what it is. A foundation of sand is any lifestyle that is not built around Jesus Christ. Period. The house, the life, built on the sand foundation, which one day is going to collapse when storms hit, and it will certainly collapse when you face the judgment. The house built on sand is any lifestyle that is not built around Jesus and his teaching. Let me give you some examples of what a sand foundation might look like or might be. Materialism, that's a sand foundation. You live to accumulate money, things, and stuff. You're all about acquiring things. You're material driven. You're materialistically driven. But that's a foundation of sand. Another one is false teaching. False teaching is a life built on sand. And what's false teaching? Let me tell you real simply. False teaching is any philosophy or any way of life that is not centered around Jesus. Period. False teaching or false philosophy, you know, Paul said in Colossians 2:8, beware lest anybody ruin you through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the traditions of men and not after Christ. So, false teaching is any philosophy that takes you away from Jesus, any way of life, any worldview that takes you away from Jesus. That's a sand foundation. Here's another one, living for yourself. It's all about you, and there's no room for God in your life. That's a foundation of sand. It's all about you. Here's another one, false hope. That's a foundation of sand. You have placed your hope in something and your trust in something that will fail you in the end. That's false hope. That's a life built on a sand foundation. Jesus said, he is a foolish man who lays any foundation other than him. Now, the wisdom of the foundation we choose is never shown in the beginning of life. It's always shown in the end of your life when the results are in. When your years are used up and time has run out. Then you look back and you go, did I build my house on sand or did I build it on rock? Because it'll tell in the end. It'll always tell in the end. You end up asking questions like, was my foundation worth it? Was it true? Did it deliver what I expected? Or has it failed me? You reach the end of your life either fulfilled and happy and knowing you made the right choices, or you reach the end of your life with sand sifting through your fingers, sands of regret, sands of sorrow, sands of disillusionment. See, Jesus spoke to right where we live. He said, I want you to have the right foundation so that at the end of your life, you're happy, you're fulfilled, you have joy, you know you did the right thing and that your life wasn't wasted. We don't have to look far in our Christ-rejecting culture for examples of people who have built their lives on sand. All around us, every day, we see people in the news, we read about them, who built on the sand, for instance, of money and fame, only to have that foundation fail them. We've recently, and very, very sadly, seen some high-profile stories of famous people who checked out, who took their own lives through disillusionment and despair. They had money, they had fame, they had everything the world calls success, but they ended up with an empty soul. And folks, listen, if you end up with an empty soul, you've made the wrong decisions. You should not end life with an empty soul. If you choose the right foundation, you will not end up with an empty soul. I read recently of world-famous author Jack Higgins, who's one of the leading novelists of our time. He's written about 90 to 100 books, if you can imagine that. He's a multimillionaire, and he lives on a beautiful island. He's got so much money, he didn't know what to do with it all. And he was asked in an interview what he wished somebody had told him when he was younger. The interviewer did not expect the answer. His response was, I wish someone had told me that when you get to the top, there's nothing there. Now, I hear in those words the pain of a man who built his foundation on sand. He got it all, but in getting it all, he got nothing because it wasn't centered around the Lord of life. Let me guarantee you, if you follow Jesus for a lifetime, you will never reach the end saying, well, there's nothing here. That won't be your statement. I've never had anybody on their deathbed, and I've been at a lot of deathbeds, I've never had anybody say, boy, I sure regret following Jesus. I sure wish I hadn't followed Jesus. Oh, no, no, no. I've heard this. I wish I'd spent more time with him. I wish I'd prayed more. I wish I'd come to him sooner in life. I've heard that. But I've never had anybody regret it. You know why? Because when you follow Jesus, you don't reach the end of your life with sand sifting through your fingers. The wisest man who ever lived, aside from Jesus Christ himself, was King Solomon, who vividly describes the consequences of choosing a wrong foundation. Solomon wrote, vanity of vanities. All that is done without God's guidance is vanity, futile, meaningless, a wisp of smoke, a vapor that vanishes, merely chasing the wind. Beautiful picture of somebody who builds their foundation on sand. So that's the foundation of sand. Are you on sand today? Some of you watching by streaming video, you might have just come across us and you built your life on sand. Your whole life has been built on sand. You haven't focused it on Jesus Christ. You haven't lived for him. I'm not condemning you. I'm not judging you. I could have easily gone that way, but by the grace of God. But right in your living room, right where you are, you can turn to him. It's not too late. You're still breathing. You can turn to him and give your life to him and begin building your life on the rock, which I'm going to talk about right now, so stay tuned. Jesus spoke of the foundation built on a rock. Jesus says the same rain, same wind, same floods beat on that house, but he makes a point of saying this house didn't fall. It doesn't collapse and it doesn't crash. It has been storm-proofed by being on the right foundation. It means when the storms come, they don't walk away from God. They don't pick up their marbles and go home. They don't get out of church. They don't quit praying. They don't lose their faith. They have built their life on a foundation of rock. Amen. Now, this is the person who chooses Jesus to be the chief cornerstone. And they build their life around him, not just as Savior, but as teacher. They are informed and taught by the Word of God. They build their guiding principles for life and living around what he taught, not what the world is telling them. He is the center. He is not just a Sunday Jesus. He is the center. He is number one. He is to them like the sun in our solar system around which all the other planets revolve. He's not only their Savior, he's their teacher. Jesus stressed that they do. Everybody say do. Now, Jesus said this. He said they do what he taught. Whoever hears these sayings of mine, they don't just hear it and say, wow, that was a really good message. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, lives them, walks in them, they become their guiding principles for life. They obey the Word of God. Let me ask you, can the Bible tell you what to do? Does the Bible tell you what to do? When you've got a decision to make, do you let the Bible inform you? Do you let the Bible tell you what to do? Or do you cherry pick the verses that you like and reject the ones you don't like? That's happening a lot in churches. I'm amazed sometimes at how people manage to do that. The fancy word for it is called syncretism. It means you say that you believe in God, you say Jesus is your Savior, but you live like the world. And that's syncretism. He's the boss, applesauce. Amen. He's Lord of all. Everybody say Lord of all. So Jesus made a point of saying, they not only hear my sayings, but they do them. In Luke's account of the Sermon on the Mount, it's shorter, it's only in one chapter, chapter 6, Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys them, and obeys them, and obeys them. Everybody who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys them is the wise man who built his house on a rock. Listen, it's so easy to do. We're all hypocritical on one level or another. I probably was not acting like Jesus 100% when I lost my phone and had to go back into the hospital. I don't remember singing God is so good on the way in. You know, it's like 110 out there. Listen, none of us perfectly live up to the ideal, and neither do I. I'm not perfect, but let me tell you what I am. I am sincere in seeking him. And that's where he wants us. So Jesus made a point, you got to do it. You got to do what I say. You got to, in other words, what I taught you, that's what you live by. That's what you live by. If we don't do his teachings, he's not truly our chief cornerstone. And let me give you some examples. When I practice forgiveness, which Jesus talked about a lot in Sermon on the Mount, when I practice forgiveness like he taught, only then, when I practice it and I forgive those who have offended me and hurt me and wronged me, listen, only then am I placed solidly on the rock that protects me from the rain, wind, and flood of bitterness. Only when I do it. I can hear it all day long. There's people that hear me and they walk out and they forget what they heard. I hope not. I got a call one time. Somebody said to me, would you be okay if I came to your church? The reason they want to know is because they were living in the homosexual lifestyle. And I said, absolutely. Of course you're welcome to come. And I said, why are you leaving where you're going? And he said, I'll never forget it. He said, because I'm tired of parking lot sermons. I said, what's a parking lot sermon? He says, by the time you get to your car, you forget what you heard. I don't want to give parking lot sermons. I want you to be able to say next week, oh, I remember what he said last Sunday. Amen? So Jesus said, don't just hear me and then forget. But he said, when you hear me, you need to know that I've just given you a principle and a guideline for living. So when I forgive others, it delivers me from the beating of that wind and rain and flood beating on the house, and it puts me on the rock because I have forgiven. So the unforgiveness and bitterness can't get to me. I did what Jesus said. When I practice seeking first the kingdom of God that he talked about in Matthew 6:33 in the Sermon on the Mount, only then When I do it, when I seek first His kingdom, am I protected from chasing after other gods and things that don't really matter? When I practice casting all of my needs onto Him and trusting Him to be my provider, which He talked about in Sermon on the Mount, then and only then am I delivered from the rain, the wind, and the flood of the torment of worry. When I do what He said, I'm on the rock, and those floods and storms and winds and rains can't knock me down or out, because I'm standing on the rock. Oh, I'm telling you, I love this. I could preach this and teach this. As a matter of fact, this is just a warm-up. This series, I believe, is going to change many of your lives radically. Because what foundation are you on? See, I'm not fully on the rock unless Jesus is both my Savior and my teacher, informing me of life and living and how to do life, how to do life. And when I obey His teachings, He's my cornerstone, He's my foundation, and upon those teachings, I build the rest of my life, the house. Let me ask you today, is Jesus your Savior and teacher? Do you know what He taught? Are you reading the red ink? I love to say, read the red. If you've got a red ink Bible, read the red. That's what Jesus said. Do you know what the red says? Do you know what Jesus taught? Are you familiar with Sermon on the Mount? It's not the only thing He taught, but it encapsulates most of what He taught. Are you aware of it? Do you know it? Are you really familiar with what He taught? Are you building your life around what He taught? The way you see God, the way you see money, the way you see morality, the way you see relationships, the way you see marriage, the way you see people, the way you see yourself. Are you building your life around His worldview? Or are you letting the culture shape you? I hope not. Listen, all you got to do is take a 10-second look at our culture, and it's real easy to decide. They took the wrong path. They're on sand. You know what we're watching right now in our culture? We're watching an entire culture collapse because they rejected God decades ago and they began to build their lives on sand. So, man, the winds are blowing, the rain is falling, and the floods are beating against the house, and a lot of things are collapsing because they're built on sand. I think I've told you this, but a while back, a girl came up to me, well, a lady who way decades ago was in a Bible study I was teaching. And she looked at me and she said, "Jeff Wickwire, still doing the same old thing." And as if I was supposed to go, "You know, I know, I've wasted my life serving Jesus. I'm still preaching. I'm still teaching. You're right." She meant it as a slam. I took it as a huge compliment because she used to walk with God. Now, you know, God helps people like me. I can remember years ago as a late teenager deciding, I'm just going to build my life around Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. I believe what He said. I'm going to do what He said. And so, you know, I wasn't flooded with wisdom. I just knew enough to go, you know, He's not just my Savior, He's my teacher. And now, all these years later, I'm still doing the same old thing, you know. Yeah. And if God gives me breath, shoot, I'm going to be doing it in my 70s, 80s. If I get into that, I'm still going to be doing the same old thing because I'm on a rock. I'm on a rock. Amen?
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Jeff. If you happen to miss part of this broadcast, or if you want to listen to this message again, you can do so by visiting our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. From there, you will have access to plenty of resources available to you. You can download and listen to our daily podcast messages to start your day off right and encourage you throughout the day. You can also get full access to current and previous Life Talk Radio broadcasts and catch up on any sermons that you have missed. To get a copy of today's message or this entire sermon series, Give us a call toll-free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Our friendly staff will be standing by to assist you and even offer you a special discounted price so you can get your own copy of your favorite sermon series from Pastor Jeff. This is our way of thanking you for your unwavering support of Life Talk. Once again, the number is 877-884-3111, or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us for more information. You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Join us again next time for another exciting message entitled Kingdom Values in this series called The Foundation That Does Not Fall. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again here on Life Talk Radio. Until then, God bless.